With Montana News, I'm Sophia Stewart Rossi. Missoula's recent warm and dry conditions have prompted officials to push local fire danger from low to moderate. According to the Missoula County Fire Protection Association, that means outdoor debris burning season closes tomorrow. The association, made up of local, state, and federal fire agencies, says even though grasses still look green, dead forest fuels are rapidly drying out. Debris burning season closed last week in Flathead and Northern Lake counties. Open burning resumes there October 1st or as conditions allow. The National Interagency Fire Center is predicting an above-normal fire potential in western Montana this summer. That has fire officials on edge. The global pandemic complicates firefighting work this year. Firefighting strategies used to protect property and resources will look different as firefighters try to protect themselves from COVID-19. Lightning-caused fires in eastern Montana has kept wildland firefighters busy over the Independence Day weekend. The West Armels fire, 20 miles south of Forsyth, grew 86 acres last night due to burnout effects and is now 480 acres and 80% contained. The lightning caused fire July 4th on private land 20 miles south of Forsyth and has been burning in timber and tall grass. 8 fire personnel from Rosebud County and 3 engines are continuing the mop-up work and securing fire lines. The fire so far has cost an estimated $25,000 to fight. The Elk Creek fire is another lightning-caused fire burning on private land 28 southwest of Miles City. This fire started at the end of June, is being fought by Custer County fire personnel, and is estimated at 174 acres. And the 10-acre lightning-caused South Fork fire that started on Sunday southwest of Lame Deer was reported contained as of late this morning. For Montana Public Radio News, I'm Sophia Stewart Rossi.